I have a special episode for Mother's Day, which is coming on April 12th. And when I was 28, I had a massive stroke. And this was my number one dream, that I wanted to be a mom. And I actually wanted to dedicate this to the second best mother that I know. And she is a huge person in my life. And I'm going to bring her on the line. Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
And Heather, can you tell the audience today who you are?
I'm Heather Annis. I am Emily's sister-in-law. I'm married to Emily's brother, Ethan.
Thank you. And she, oh my gosh, my niece and nephew have the best mom that I could even imagine. And This girl is going 14, 16 hours a day. I talk to her morning to night, and she's still moving. So I want to say that I really admire her, and I wanted to tell you guys that Heather got a grand slam, and she's a major hunter in the Maine woods. It's awesome for animals, bear, moose, deer, and a turkey. I think she probably has the biggest turkey I've ever seen. So I wanted to mention that for the love of Maine, she is a Maine hunter. And the photographs that she takes are in Emily's corner, and they are welcoming all my members, because her photographs mean so much to me. In the beginning of my journey, she would send me pictures that I could only look at. It would be a flower or something like a tree. There's always something in her pictures that stands out. They're so unique to me. And she has a love for sunset and sunrises like I do. And she takes the most heart-touching photographs that you could have. And she does this because I feel her love for every single photo. And I can now, at 10 years, she can send me places that I can only imagine of getting to in the Maine woods. It's beautiful. Like last weekend, she took her kids and her father went to a waterfall, and it was beautiful. I actually put the live link in Emily's corner. And Heather, now when you and Ethan got the phone call on June 22nd, 2009, what were you guys doing?
We were, I believe, at a friend's house or another family member's house. I can't remember exactly where we were, but we got a phone call from Emily's grandmother that we should come to camp because Emily was sick. So we left what we were doing, and we were just talking on the way in and just, you know, kind of wondering what was going on. And we just thought maybe she had the flu, or maybe, you know, something was going on that Emily's grandmother just needed some help with.
And Heather, when you open the door and you look to the table, because you knew we would be eating dinner, could you see me?
Yes, I could. And
the thing is Heather saved my life, you guys. If she had not been there, I would not be here. And I can say that she was very quick on her feet, and she went into the bathroom, got a cool cloth, and ran to the table and put my head back as I waited for 911 to get there. You didn't need to tell her what to do. She already knew what to do, that she needed to keep my airway open. And Heather, if you could tell the audience how could you tell them that how you reacted?
So when we walked in, I knew that I could tell that Emily wasn't just sick with the flu or anything, just the way that she was positioned, and she was kind of slumped over on her side, and she wasn't really looking at us, and she couldn't talk. And I just instantly could tell that something really bad was wrong. And at the time, I was working as a medical assistant, and I had never really been in an emergency type of situation like that before, so I really didn't know what to do. But I could tell she was having a hard time breathing, so Ethan and I kind of lifted her back, and I held her head back, and I told Ethan to call 911, and we were going to wait for Emily's dad to get there. But and then I just said, no, we really need to call 911 right now, because this is really bad. And you just have to, it's really hard to stay calm in that type of situation and to know what to do, but I guess you just have to go with whatever your first instincts are.
Thank you, Heather. And Heather's cousin was actually the one in the EMT, and we had 5 miles from my camp to the hospital, and she had to manually pump my lungs every single second. And she just told me to keep looking in her eyes. She couldn't tell that I was looking in her eyes, but I knew I was. And so I just wanted to say, I totally want you guys to know how much I admire, I love this girl. And she's not just my sister-in-law. She's my very best friend. I have two best friends, and I was lucky that my brother chose my second best friend, my first best friend, true friend. I also want to say that, Heather, if I could grow children like Ella and Evan, I would be touched. But, you know, God definitely had another purpose for me, and my purpose I definitely see, and it is doing this awareness. And I know that I have the fight in me for the fight that I had to fight, and I know that I can help people along their path. So I wanted to say thank you, and today I am going to end my podcast on a quote. Destiny is a matter of chance. It's not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. And it is a thing that is that is to be wanted for. It's not ever just achieved. You simply have to, in your battlefield of your mind, you have to find your way. And you really have to want with your mind and your heart.